5 minutes of Monitor News brought to you by Rambler, America's number one success car, now third in sales in state after state from Maine to California. And here with the headlines, Bob Abernathy in Washington.
An Atlas ICBM blew up this afternoon 2 minutes after it was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This was the third consecutive Atlas failure. Prime Minister Khrushchev of Russia said today that if the West established missile bases in Greece and Italy, the communist countries would build opposing bases in Albania and Bulgaria. Khrushchev called for a rocketless, atom-free zone in the Balkans. The Foreign Ministers' Conference in Geneva is still deadlocked. There was no sign of a break at today's two-hour session. Meanwhile, the East Germans have implied that they will blockade Berlin again if the West Germans carry out their plans to elect a new president at a special meeting of their parliament in West Berlin. More news in just a moment.
You're gonna live a lot more and spend a lot less when you change to Rambler. Best economy, tops in quality. Join the swing to success. Get a Rambler.
No doubt about it, Rambler's really rolling with record sales in sedans, hardtops, and now in station wagons. Latest reports show Rambler is now one of America's three top-selling station wagons. And the best news of all, the Rambler American five-passenger station wagon is priced a full $500 below, I repeat, $500 below the other two leading wagon makes. Rambler saves you more than ever on first cost, gas, and on resale. You get big family-sized room and comfort, easiest handling and parking, plus Rambler's single-unit construction that's free from body bolts, squeaks, and rattles. Remember, the Rambler American station wagon is priced $500 below the other two leading wagon makes. See your Rambler dealer. Get his Saturday deal today. Now back to Bob Abernathy in Washington.
10 years ago this year, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization was established to defend Western Europe. Today in London, the NATO commander, Lars Norstad, told a conference of delegates from the NATO countries that NATO's strategy must be to make an aggressor pause and decide again whether his attack was wise. General Norstad also said this.
Some may have forgotten for the moment the well-known lesson that the Soviets will continue to intervene wherever there is a situation to exploit. But now we are reminded that wherever the spoiling activities of the Soviets may be found throughout the world, a main focus of their interest continues to be on this Atlantic community, on this, the real heart of the West. Berlin is a case in point, but only one of several. And if there's a lesson to be learned from the brutal acts of the Soviets in the last 10 years and from the menacing words of Mr. Khrushchev today, it is that peace and freedom must be supported on a stronger foundation than mere hope. And that security cannot be achieved by just wishing for it.
Today, by the way, is the 15th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy. There have been appropriate ceremonies. Other news now. President Eisenhower has sent a tape-recorded message to Prime Minister Diefenbaker of Canada by way of the moon. Political trouble continues in the Caribbean. Today, an attempt was made on the life of the Cuban ambassador to Haiti. Bob Abernathy, NBC News, Washington.
On the Monitor Baseball scoreboard in the National League, after 3.5 innings, Chicago 8, Pittsburgh nothing, and after 2.5, St. Louis 2, Philadelphia 1. After 1 inning, San Francisco 3, Cincinnati nothing.
In the American League, after 2.5 innings, New York nothing, Cleveland nothing. After 1 inning, Washington nothing, Detroit nothing. And after 0.5 innings, Boston 2, Chicago nothing.
Monitor News is also brought to you by General Mills, where better breakfasts begin with Cheerios, the delicious, nutritious oat cereal that's ready to eat. There's good news for breakfast lovers wherever breakfast is built around Cheerios, the oat cereal that's ready to eat. Just about everybody goes for Cheerios. Unique combination of toasted oat flavor and crispness, bite-sized O shape, and hearty food values. They're a wonderful way to start your active day. Cheerios, wake up and live flavor, and get up and go nourishment. You try them, won't you?
If you know your oats and want to feel your oats, you go for Cheerios.
It is 5 minutes after the hour by Longines, the world's most honored watch, the world's most honored gift, treasured symbol of your regard, lifetime memento of an important occasion. Longines, the world's most honored watch.
This is Monitor, Hugh Downs and Peter Roberts, your communicators. And in this hour, we'll put you in touch with the Army Air Force maneuvers at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Arrange a meeting with Ernie Kovacs.
Help you go Parisian to the music of David Rose.
Introduce you to the young lady who was selected as the color girl for the graduating class at Annapolis.
And generally help keep things tidy at Radio Central.
Here's your broom.
You said I could use the mop this week.
You misunderstood me, Peter. What I said was...
Albert, did you know Life magazine now costs only 19 cents?
Yeah.
You're brilliant, Albert.
You wake up dreaming of her embrace. You try to read a book, you lose your place. No matter where you look, you see that face. You are in love. You lose your appetite and wonder why. You try to laugh it off, my, how you try. You say she's not for me, but it's a lie. You are in love. You give up tinkering with foreign cars. You build a rocket ship and fly to Mars. What do you find up there, spelled out in stars? Why? Ship and fly to Mars. What do you find up there, spelled out in stars? Why?
Como, spelling it out for you. You are in L-U-V.
And you are in trouble if you expect to pass in spelling this term.
Driving today, drive carefully.
What's a racing driver do when he isn't racing? Well, that famous speed king, Tony Bettenhausen, is a farmer, and he gets winning results with his tractor and pickup truck, too. That's because Tony powers and protects his equipment with Mobil products, the same products that helped him become an Indianapolis champ. For his family car, it's Mobil Gas Special, the new car gasoline. Mileage proved in the Mobil Gas Economy Run. You're miles ahead with Mobil.
This weekend, the Army and Air Force are engaged in a combined exercise to see how quickly and efficiently they can respond to a situation where a friendly country has been invaded and needs help. Monitor's agent, Paul Mason, has infiltrated behind the lines at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and we now switch to him to learn what information he's picked up.
Well, here at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, some very interesting experiments are being conducted in psychological warfare this weekend. And standing by, Captain James Miller has been explaining about some of the different ways that the soldiers are put through a program which will not only teach the Army about brainwashing the enemy, but will also help keep our troops from being brainwashed in any future war. Captain Miller, I wonder if you could explain some of the details of the psychological warfare program.
Psychological operations
program for exercise dark cloud consists of two principal efforts. One, the printed media, is a newspaper, leaflet type operation, and the radio broadcast type operation.
Well, we might mention that as we've been walking along here on this enormous Fort Bragg military reservation here in North Carolina, we've been walking beside a radio station, actually a portable radio station that's been set up out here on the hillside. And Captain Miller, I understand that you can actually set up and operate a regular 5,000-watt commercial-type radio station and move it practically anywhere in the world.
Yes, we can. These mobile stations can be picked up, air transported, and put into position any place, any time, in just a very few minutes.
Well, now, I wonder if you could explain exactly some of the points that you work on. I understand that the field of psychological warfare is very complicated, that you look towards, for example, dividing the enemy, breaking down the morale so they'll surrender, and quite a few different points.
These are among the few of the major items that we would work on. On this particular exercise, we are attempting to do what we call establish credibility and to gain an audience. We want the people in the target audience of the 82nd Division to listen to us and to believe that what we say is the truth.
Well, that is essentially the matter of putting over the field of propaganda to any prospective enemy overseas. Now, this radio station that you've got here, it's located in large trailers, three or four of them out here. You can perhaps hear the sound of the big generators that are running this station, which is actually on the air right at the moment. And how long would it take you to set this up and put it into operation to beam programs to the enemy to help break down their morale?
We could be on the air in less than 6 hours after we move into a position.
Well, as we've been walking along here, we've just come up to the main studio. And incidentally, Captain Miller, I understand that you have something in here that's sort of, something like Miss Monitor.
Yes, we have. We're quite proud of her. Her name is Kathy.
And could you explain something about what she does?
She plays soft, dramatic music to the troops out in the field at night. They sit in their foxhole and listen, and we hope that they think of such things as sitting by the fireplace with their girlfriend and toasting marshmallows.
And so, listening to this particular version of a kind of a Tokyo Rose character here, you actually teach them to be more immune to this kind of thing should they ever hit it overseas.
Yes, yes, we do.
By the way, we'd like to have an opportunity to listen to this sort of atomic age version of Miss Monitor. I wonder if we could go inside. I understand she's on the air now.
Come on in. She's just going on.
I know all you guys in the 82nd have girls back home. Do you ever wonder what they're doing now? Some, I suppose, are dating other fellas. They're probably out on the town dancing and living it up. But others, many others, wives and sweethearts, are sitting out on the front porch, gazing at the beautiful moon. They're thinking of you and saying, I miss you so.
Monitor Look Again on Psychological Warfare, training at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Paul Mason reporting, and now back to Monitor at Radio Central.
Well, say, thank you, Paul Mason. We'll expect another report from you later this afternoon.
It's a nice job of brainwashing that young lady is doing, Peter.
Being the reckless, impetuous youth that I am, I'm going to throw caution to the winds and ask you, why?
She uses a fine brand of soft soap.
I knew it! I knew it!
Well, you gotta have something.
Pour some more iced coffee. Pour some more iced coffee. Iced coffee perks you up as quick as a wink. So cooling and refreshing, the perfect summer drink. Iced coffee really satisfies your thirst. For refreshment at its best, think of iced coffee first.
Nothing refreshes like iced coffee. Make it fresh, full-flavored, and enjoy iced coffee whenever you're thirsty.
In just 2 minutes, the man through whose mustache passed some of the funniest remarks you ever heard, Ernie Kovacs. Take one. Soviet Union is flooding the free countries with English language editions of books containing the... Well, I guess I better try it again.
I think you should.
Oh, be still. Really, a man can try, can't he? Honestly. Well, I'll try again. The Soviet Union is flooding the free countries with English language editions of books containing the Soviet line in regard to America. To combat this influence, Monitor urges you to contribute a recent American history book or modern English grammar or any of the works of authors like Mark Twain, James Fenimore Cooper, and Ernest Hemingway to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C.
That's a good idea, but I'm against James Fenimore Cooper. Those other authors are great, but he's a big square. That's my own opinion and does not reflect that of the National Broadcasting Company. Now, Ernie
Kovacs. I'm delighted that you gave that disclaimer.
Brought to you by RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, and RCA Victor, first in home entertainment.
Music, surging with power. Music as big as the story behind it. It's the brand new RCA Victor recording of Victory at Sea, Volume 1, available for the first time in living stereo as well as on regular long play. And now, you can buy it at $2 off the advertised price. Victory at Sea in new sound. Brilliant. Vital. Alive. From the original score by Richard Rodgers. And now, for a limited time only, you can buy it at $2 off the manufacturer's nationally advertised price. Buy Victory at Sea, Volume 1, on regular long play or living stereo at your RCA Victor dealers now.
Now, Ernie Kovacs.
Hello, dear friends. Out there in Radio Land, greetings across your transistor tube. My, it's good to feel the warmth of your body heat once again. Almost reaching out, as it were, across the radio waves, extending your warm fingers here into my rather chic little studio from whence I broadcast. I am visiting Hollywood, as you know, and so today's poem is called, it's written all about Hollywood, and it is called Ode to Hollywood. Ode to Hollywood. I was glad when we finally landed and the plane taxied about, for they'd closed the door on takeoff with my foot still sticking out. No damage done. Actually, it was fun, and really, I suppose, it was an interesting hue. My heel was all blue, and there were little snow caps on some of my toes. I walked from the plane as my suitcase went in, half full of vermouth, the other half with gin. I was here at last, and feeling quite sassy, the home of Rock Hudson, Sidney Skolsky, and Lassie. In the days that then followed, I learnt many things, where the stars eat their lunch, pheasant, just wings. That mountain used by Paramount is polished each day and buffed, and the lion that roars for MGM is full of moss and its stuff. John Wayne and Gary Cooper are only 3 feet tall, and Roy Rogers' horse Trigger eats oats made of mink in his stall.
Thank you, Percy. Ernie Kovacs will be back again in one of his many disguises later today on Monitor.
Albert, did you know Life magazine now costs only 19 cents?
Yeah.
You're brilliant, Albert.
The phrase, "Go West, young man, go West," which has generally been credited to Horace Greeley, was actually originated by another man, and we feel it is time he got credit for it. His name was John B.L. Sewell, editor of the Terre Haute Express.
What does the B.L. stand for?
Better late than never, I guess.
Ah, the sweet music of Paris, played by David Rose and his orchestra.
Ah, the sweet music of Paris, paid for by Simca. You savvy Simca, Peter?
May we?
Simca is the four-door family-sized car imported from Paris by Chrysler.
The car that can save you hundreds of dollars a year in gasoline alone.
Now, music by David Rose. Bordeaux.
Did you see that Simca just flash by?
Gorgeous import.
Did it catch your eye? Elegance and luxury direct from Gay Paris. With four-door convenience, room for all the family. Paris styling and economy. Extras built in Simca, we.
Take a test and you will see performance and economy.
Chances are it will be your cherry.
Oh, it was love at first sight when Simca came to America. But why not? The Simca is the longest, widest, heaviest, and most powerful of all leading imported cars. And Simca has the engine up front, where it belongs. Et entre nous, the Simca price is also where it belongs. Go see your Simca dealer today, or tomorrow is all right too.
Get proved mileage economy, get Mobil Gas Special, the new car gasoline. You're miles ahead with Mobil.
This is Monitor. And coming up, of course, all kinds of goodies, like racing from Belmont Park, Hollywood Park, and Yonkers Raceway. This is Monitor, and now you has jazz.
Dear gentlefolk of Newport, or maybe I should say hats and caps, I want you to lend an ear because, I want you to hear some really shimmering sharps and flats. For these cozy virtuosi, just about the greatest in the trade, are fixing to show you now precisely how, or approximately, jazz music is made. Well, you take some skins, jazz begins, and you take a bass. Man, now we're getting someplace. Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans bar. Ah, you take a stick with a lick. Take a bone. Oh, hold the phone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. A little don't sound. Oh, that's positively therapeutic. Now you have jazz, jazz, jazz. Messrs. Hall and Young. That's Ed Hall. And Trumia. Now you has Messrs. Kyle and Shaw. That Billy Kyle. Now you has Mr. Barrett Deems. Listen to, well, you know who. You want to grab a little of what's left here?
Yeah, Daddy, yeah.
Here we go. If you sail.
I sailin', sailin'.
Over the sea.
When you wait for me.
Take my tip, they're all moldo hip in Italy.
Well, Avaraduce, as for friends.
Oh, I know you're very big there.
Yes, believe it or not.
I do believe, I do indeed.
The Frenchman's all prefer what they call les jazz high.
For me, darling, take a plane.
Oh, Avaraduce.
Go to Siam. In Bangkok today, round the clock, well, they all like to jam. The Indians are the Amazon. Beat one bar and all of them are.
Well, gone, man, gone.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody winging, everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the east to the west, from the coast to the coast. Jazz is king, jazz is the thing the folks dig. That's jazz.
Monitor has other kinds of music, too.
This is Monitor, the NBC Weekend Radio Service.
Now, 5 minutes of Monitor music, none of which was included in the new album, Hugh Downs Hums Ludwig von Beethoven.
You're the handsomest boy
It is 35 minutes after the hour by Longines, the world's most honored watch. Longines watches have won more public honors for excellence, elegance, and accuracy than any other watch in the world. Longines.
Hugh Downs here.
Peter Roberts here.
Monitor here.
Here, here.
Yes, the order of business before this meeting for the next half hour will be...
A further report on Operation Worldwide from Fitzgerald Smith in 4 minutes, this time from Tokyo.
From out of the past, a strange but true story related by Doug Storer, listed on the agenda 10 minutes from now.
And we've allotted time for the lovely young lady who was chosen to be the honor girl of the graduating class at Annapolis.
Fine. Now, is there any new business? All right, the chair recognizes Peter Roberts.
It's economy run proved. Mobil Gas Special, the new car gasoline. Try a tank full.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Sleep all night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. the broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hate, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair, I'm all there now. But I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet and I wish I were in love again.
Ella Fitzgerald in the song, Of Course I Wish I Were in Love Again.
Albert, did you know Life magazine now costs only 19 cents?
Yeah.
You're brilliant, Albert.
Monitor presents Operation Worldwide, brought to you by the Pure Pack Division, Excello Corporation, world's leading manufacturers of milk packaging equipment.
For several weeks now, Monitor reporter Fitzgerald Smith has been engaged in Operation Worldwide and has reported to us from many points of interest along the way. We switch to him once again, this time in Tokyo.
This is Fitzgerald Smith reporting for PurePak's Operation Worldwide, covering the activities of MATS around the world, the Military Air Transport Service. And we found that the wife of our aircraft commander, Major Charles Dennis, has an interest in a very interesting project over here with the wives at the base at Tachikawa, and it's St. Odilia's home. And we're speaking to one of the most dedicated women we've ever met, Sister Odilia, who was born in Alsace-Lorraine and came here over 20 years ago. And as the nurse to the Japanese diplomat's children, and decided to remain here because she felt the need the Japanese children had to be cared for. At that time, there was no welfare given to Japanese children. The orphan children, the foundlings, were just almost tossed out into the street. And is that why, Sister Odilia, that you decided to remain in Japan rather than going back to Germany?
I decided to stay here to help the mothers to bring up the children the right way.
In the right way. Now, first of all, with the earnings that you had, I understand, had saved as the nurse to the first, he was the Japanese first secretary in Berlin, then the chargé d'affaires in Rome, and then later came here, that the first step was you bought this house. And when was that?
I bought that house in 1937 to start, but I couldn't start soon. I had to wait till and work again till I could get the money for the start.
Well, I think that's fine. To bring the story up to date, some refugees came to your home, I understand, during the bombings and lived here, and then it was in 1948 that you were able to resume your operation. And how many children did you have when you first started again?
I started with 9 children.
With 9 children. And now today, with the help of the officers and the enlisted men's wives, service personnel, and the service personnel, you've been able to increase the caseload here. And how many children do you have today?
I have permission for 60, but usually I have 70.
I see. And tell me now, how many of these children have been adopted by families in the United States?
Nearly 60 are now adopted by American families.
And what are these children? What ages do they range from, and how do they happen to be orphans in this home? Are they foundlings or what?
Some foundlings, and some are children from mixed blood children where the mother couldn't take care of them. The most, many of them are now already 10 or 12 years.
I see. These are children whose fathers were servicemen, I see. Well, Sister Odilia, it has been an inspiring sight to see this orphanage here where, of course, many of the children are going out, as you mentioned, to the United States, and to find that the help given to it by the dependents of the service personnel and service personnel have helped you to grow larger and take care of more children. Thank you very much. And now this is Fitzgerald Smith returning you to Monitor in Radio Central.
Thank you, Fitzgerald.
This report from Operation Worldwide has been brought to you by the PurePak division, Excello Corporation. Today, PurePak equipped dairies in the 50 states offer you an improved dairy service, the convenience of disposable PurePak milk cartons delivered to your door. The familiar gable-top carton has a sealed-in pouring spout, pours like a pitcher. It's shatterproof, too, safe even for children to handle. And when the last drop of milk has been used, you simply throw the PurePak carton away. No more bottles to wash. 26 million of these cartons are used every day. You're in good company when you ask your milkman to deliver your milk in the modern gable-top PurePak carton, also available at your store.
You're on the Monitor Beacon. Take one. Downs and Peter Roberts with Monitor at Radio Central. Who could ask for anything more?
No need to squirm like a worm to get inside. Ford, Edsel, Mercury, Lincoln. No squirm, no squeeze, no squash.
No jutting pillars to guard against when you get in and out. The door openings are up to 6 inches wider.
No need to be little to fit in the middle.
Ford, Edsel, Mercury, Lincoln. No squirm, no squeeze, no squash.
No shortage of seating space even for the man in the middle. The Ford Motor Company designs cars to fit people, not people to fit cars.
If you stand tall, there's room for you all.
In Ford, Edsel, Mercury, Lincoln. No squirm, no squeeze, no squash.
No uncomfortable low roof line to duck your head under. No compromise with comfort.
No compromise with comfort in the Ford family of fine cars.
It's time now for us to hear another unusual story, as told by Doug Storer.
In 1940, I traveled up and down the Caribbean and stayed for a spell in Nassau, in the Bahamas. And in 1940, of course, the English were at war, but we had not yet become involved. At that time, everything was hustle and bustle, and I met a famous man, a very remarkable man, by the name of Sir Harry Oakes. At that time, the Duke of Windsor was governor of the Bahamas, and I also had the pleasure of visiting him and doing a broadcast with him. But this man, Sir Harry Oakes, he was one of the greatest characters I've ever met, because at the time I went to interview him, he was building an airport or a landing field for the British government, and he was working day and night. and I checked with him and asked him to verify a story that I had heard concerning him and how he started. And this was the story. When he first started as a young man to work, he came from Canada, and he decided he'd find his fortune out on the west coast of Canada, so he started across Canada by train. Well, he didn't have money enough to buy a ticket, so he thought he'd bum his way. He didn't bum on a freight train. He picked a passenger train and figured he'd duck the conductor every time he came through. Well, this went pretty good until he got about the middle of Canada, and they finally called him. So they just slowed the train. They didn't stop for him. They just slowed it up a little bit and threw him off, and he went bouncing along the ground, one end after the other, and finally landed the train going on. Well, all of a sudden, he saw where he had skidded the ground, and his feet had kicked up some dirt, and there was something shiny, so he leaned down, picked it up, and this looked like some gold to him. So he went to the nearest town and staked out some claims, and this actually was the start of his vast fortune. Well, this, of course, he was quite grateful for, and he then found the conductor who had thrown him off the train. And he endowed him for the rest of his life because the conductor threw him off the train. Well, now, this is a fantastic but true story that I knew about and I had verified. But when I sat there in the Bahamas, in Nassau, while this same man, now Sir Harry Oakes, knighted and one of the great men of England, verified this story, and this, I think, is one of the greatest. Doug Storr is saying this really happened.
Thank you, Doug Storer. Now a message meant for you.
Take a whiff. Can't you almost smell the delightful aroma of the backyard barbecue? Sizzling steaks, tender chops, juicy hot dogs and hamburgers. These are the moments that call for Mogan David wine, the delightfully different wine with the taste of luscious, sun-ripened Concord grapes in every drop. Get some Mogan David wine today. Enjoy Mogan David wine from now on, anytime you want to treat yourself to one of life's real pleasures. Mogan David Wine, specially sweetened natural wine, produced and bottled by the Mogan David Wine Corporation, Chicago, Illinois.
A drop of rain falls to the ground, and then it's gone. An autumn leaf falls to the ground, and then it's gone. My love is like a drop of rain. My love is like a falling leaf. It's gone, gone, gone. A bee will fly from rose to rose, and soon it's gone. A bird will fly from tree to tree, and soon it's gone. My love is like a honeybee, like birds that fly from tree to tree. It's gone, gone, gone. What happened to the love that should have been?
Do, 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 do. Is it over before it had a chance to begin?
From my eyes, since you are gone, the memory of your sweet caress still lingers on. If only you'd come back and stay, my lonesome tears would go away. They'll be gone, gone, gone.
If only you'd come back and stay, my lonesome tears would go away.
They'll be
gone, gone, gone.
The Crew Cuts and Gone, Gone, Gone. Going somewhere yourself? Driving today? Drive carefully.
Who won the Mobile Gas Economy Run? You did, if you own a new or late model car. This year's run proved the mileage economy of Mobile Gas Special, the new car gasoline. 47 brand new cars averaged 19.44 miles per gallon, and the run was the longest and toughest ever. Try a tank full today. Mobile Gas Special, the new car gasoline. It's the only gasoline to give you this proved mileage economy. You're miles ahead with Mobile.
If you've ever seen the graduation exercises at Annapolis, you know that at their conclusion, the midshipmen throw their caps into the air. What you might not know is that the reason for this is the presence of the young lady chosen as color girl for the ceremony.
Is that really the reason?
Well, if it isn't, it should be. The girl who is chosen for that honor is always beautiful and charming. And with the help of reporter Galen Frum in Annapolis, we're going to meet this year's color girl right now.
Monitor moves to the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis to meet one of the most photographed and most envied young ladies in the country today. A veritable vision in white in this male stronghold of 3,600 midshipmen, Miss Susan Graham was chosen the Naval Academy's 1959 color girl. Miss Graham, what is your hometown?
My hometown is Bloomington, Illinois.
You have a family there?
Yes, I do. I have a mother and a father, and my brother is in the regular Navy out on the West Coast.
A younger brother?
No, he's older. He's 27.
And you're the baby?
Yes.
You're still going to school, are you?
Yes, I am. I go to Penn State, where I'll be a senior next year.
Miss Graham, do you remember, as a little girl, having seen a color girl ceremony in newsreels or newspapers?
Yes, I did, but I never thought I'd get here myself.
You never had a wish, secret or otherwise, that you might one day be a color girl?
No, I never wanted to be a color girl, but I always wanted to come to the ring dance. Well, unfortunately, I'm a year late for that, but I have an even greater honor.
Well, you made it this year, didn't you?
Yes.
When and how did you meet your midshipman?
I came down for a date last October, a blind date, and I was originally supposed to be Doug's date, but it didn't turn out that way. After that, I became his date.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's always a thorough rehearsal of the color girl ceremony on the day before the actual ceremony. What would you say was the most difficult part of that ceremony to get used to?
Well, I'd say the most difficult part was the long dress and tripping over that as I was going down to change flags with the Admiral. The other difficult part, as far as the newsmen went, was the kissing scene, and they all seemed to just love that, and we had to practice it about 20 times.
Just one more, please. Eh?
Just one more, please.
Well, now, you didn't mind that, did you?
No, not at all.
Miss Graham, surrounded by 3,600 midshipmen, an admiral on one side and your company commander on the other, and with cameras and newsreel cameras grinding away. What thoughts cross your mind in a situation like that?
Well, I think what a great honor it is to be standing out there with all that midshipman, but it's kind of strange to think that their eyes are probably on me.
Well, now, record has been, I believe, that some 98 or 99% of the color girls of past years went on to marry their midshipmen. Have you any thoughts in that direction?
Well, so far we're just very good friends, but you never know what's going to happen eventually.
Well, now, for the ladies who might be listening in, and a lot of men, too, and we do this so badly, Miss Graham, would you describe your outfit?
I'm kind of an old hand at this. I've been doing it. It's white embroidered organdy, three tiers. It has the embroidery on the top, which is kind of a boat neck. It has buttons all the way down the back with a white taffeta sash that forms a bow in the rear. My hat has about a 7-inch brim. It's crownless, and it has some of the embroidered organdy on the brim with a big flat bow on the back. Usually the color girl wears the colors, the ribbons, streaming from the hat. This year we decided we'd put those in my bouquet, which is of bachelor buttons and delphinium and yellow daisies.
Mm-hmm. So you say the colors of what?
Blue and gold.
The blue and gold.
Yes.
Many, many congratulations, and thank you, Miss Susan Graham, the Naval Academy's 1959 color girl, and would you congratulate your midshipman, Volgeno, whose seamanship is only excelled by his eye for beauty. This is Galen Frum at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, returning you to Monitor at Radio Central.
Our thanks to our reporter in Annapolis, who henceforth shall be known as Gallant Galen.
Magazine now costs only 19 cents?
Yeah.
You're brilliant, Albert.
Tracy and the Nitwit Serenade.
That's a fine title. Do we have enemies on this program?
You're overly sensitive, Peter. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Peter Roberts and Hugh Downs going. The monitor goes on, though. Next up, the latest news.
This is Monitor, the NBC weekend radio service.